Hi, Bill McKeever here, your host on the daily radio show Viewpoint on Mormonism. Because many of us in Utah have been blessed by the programs aired on AM 820 and 95.3 FM, I hope you will join me on Friday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. for a dessert get-together to benefit Utah Partnerships for Christ. For information regarding tickets or sponsoring a table, go to upfc.org. That's upfc.org.
Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. But we also have with us Pastor Scott McKinney. Scott is the pastor of Center Point Church in Orem, Utah. He's written a book titled Keep Showing Up, A Utah Pastor's Journey. That's available on Amazon at Amazon.com. And I would strongly encourage you to look it up and read the introduction and the afterword that is posted online. And hopefully it will interest you enough to buy the book, because I think Scott has a lot of good things to say, especially if you're considering perhaps ministry in the state of Utah, or maybe you're thinking of moving your family here. A lot of people are doing that. Construction here is gone crazy. A lot of people are moving to this state. We've been talking, Scott, about your experiences when you came to Utah and you took over a small church that you described was basically just dying. But you mentioned something that I think we need to go back to, and that was the attitude that a lot of the people in this church had towards the people they live among. And it was kind of disheartening as you described it, but I think it's something that is probably very real among some Christians who come to the state of Utah, and you describe it as a fortress mentality. How did you personally experience that?
Well, I told a story in the book about how after about 3 months of being here and sharing my excitement of being a church that reaches the culture of Utah Valley and having the president of our board come up and say, we understand you're excited and everything, but people really are not responding and this isn't working out and there's no shame in you quitting and going home to California. And I just said, hey, you don't understand. We've only just begun. We're going to keep doing what we're doing because it's the right thing to do. And this area needs a church that loves the people of Utah Valley, that loves the gospel and loves sharing it. And so I'm not going anywhere. And after a little while, the church began to grow. And one of the things that we had a decision to make was the sanctuary held about 65, 70, and we'd grown to about 80, 90 people. And we needed to sell the pews, buy chairs to be able to fit everybody in. And I sold the pews to a bar in Salt Lake City. And I didn't tell the people, the leadership of the church that but the guy, the bar owner showed up one morning with his trailer, and he and I were loading up the pews, and a number of the seasoned citizens of the church kind of showed up at the same time. And it felt to me at that point like they were saying, something's dying here. This old church is dying and something new has come and taken its place. And I think some of them resented it. And some of them were really glad to see that growth was occurring and new life was taking place. And there has been resistance. The one thing that I have done, and I would say my wife has been a huge part of this, the way that we have dealt with the resistance we have felt from people in our church that felt like I had basically come and taken their church away, is we just loved them and we tried to be there for them. Especially many of them were older, and they went through those tough times in life where life is passing them by. At the same time, we have stayed steadfast that we have begun with this purpose and vision, and we've continued to make it all through the years about loving our Mormon neighbors and reaching out to them with the gospel. We made a decision that we were not going to try to have a church for people that were coming in from the outside from some other area that had expectations that the church was going to be just like the church that they left back home. We are not that church. I don't believe a church like that can grow in Utah County, because we've got so many people coming from so many different directions, and there's just no way that we can recreate whatever it was that they experienced wherever they came from. So what we've been about is we are very clear that we exist to reach the people of Utah Valley. And that means we reach people that are coming from this Mormon Latter-day Saint culture. And what we ask people to do that are coming from outside is we ask them to join us in that. Join us in that vision. You know, help us reach your neighbors. And there are a number of people that doesn't work for them. And there are a number of people that love it and fall in love with the idea. A number of people have stayed way longer than they thought they would ever stay. Some of them have just stayed for the distance. I will say, you know, it's been a struggle, and there's been resistance along the way, but today our church reflects those values, that we are a church that exists to reach the people of Utah Valley.
Scott, you have many members of your church who are former Mormons, and you talk about that,
right,
in the book. What does your church do to help Mormons move from Mormonism to biblical Christianity?
I think one of the things that people are surprised about when they come to CenterPoint is that we don't talk about Mormons. We don't talk about Latter-day Saints. We have a saying, don't tell me what you're against, tell me what you're for. And so in our Sunday morning services, every Mormon that comes into our church, whether they have left the church, I'm talking about people from a cultural Mormon background, they have a question. Would I be able to invite my family, my husband, my wife, my children, my neighbors, my friends, could I invite them to this place? The answer that I think most have is, yeah, I could invite my neighbors. The one thing that might be a little difficult is our music. We've got the drums and, you know, the whole deal and guitar. And I think that's different than a lot of LDS services. Well, it is different from what the LDS church experience would be. I think, you know, sometimes it's the clothing and, you know, what people wear to church is different. There's some things like that that people respond to. But, you know, we want to be different, but a good kind of different. But we want people to walk away and say, I can invite my family, friends, and neighbor to this. And I think that is so important. Now, beyond that, we have transitions groups that help people as people that are mentors that have walked that walk as they have left the LDS church and are finding a relationship with the Christ of the Bible. The other thing I do is I've taught this class called Living in Utah. It's something that works for people that are new to the area, but it really works also for people that are coming out of a Mormon background to understand the way that we as a church look at this culture and how we seek to reach the culture. We look at the Samaritans in the Bible. They were a parallel religious culture that lived alongside the Jews. Jesus was a Jew. How did he treat the Samaritans? How did he reach out to the Samaritan people? Well, we look at Mormons in the same way. Mormons are a parallel religious culture that people like us, evangelical Christians, have lived alongside of. I believe that they were the competition. I think evangelical Christians have looked at Mormons as the competition. And I think you can look at Luke 9 and 10 and John 4, and we live and die by those passages in terms of our philosophy of ministry in reaching Mormon people.
It sounds like the philosophy that you have at CenterPoint is very similar to the church that I attend, where the message coming from the pulpit is going to definitely be different than what Latter-day Saints are used to hearing. And I'm sure that as you're giving the gospel message as clear and concise as you possibly can, they're going to know the difference. They're going to see the difference. And I'm sure you're probably very cognizant of the fact that the Latter-day Saint people use a lot of words that we use, and so it becomes important as the message comes from the pulpit to make sure people understand what you mean when you use certain words. Are you cognizant of that when you're preaching?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there are a lot of Latter-day Saints now that want to believe that we believe exactly the same things, and they just have a little bit more. And so they will hear what we're talking about here through that filter. I think that's something that has changed. I would talk about the Trinity 30 years ago. I would talk about salvation by faith alone. I would talk about the Bible being our sole source of authority, and people would get, oh yeah, that's different. Today, people are, I think they are so invested today, Latter-day Saints, in believing that we basically believe the same things. We just have a little bit more as Mormons. Sometimes people, because of that, they don't pick up on the distinctions, whereas other people do. The further you are along the line on that journey towards the Christ of the Bible, the more aware you're going to be of those distinctions.
Are you noticing more in recent years Latter-day Saints coming to you, let's say, after a service that they visited, that are going through a crisis in their faith, than maybe when you first started years ago?
Oh, yeah. People are leaving. And this is only anecdotal. I don't have the facts and figures, but the number of people that are leaving the LDS Church right now is just, it surprises me and shocks me. And it's something that I never thought would happen 30 years ago. There are probably a number of reasons for that, but there are a lot of people coming. And when people leave the LDS Church, they tend to say, you know, either everything is true or nothing's true.
Yeah.
They are not immediately drawn
right.
to the gospel. However, Mormons are exposed to Jesus through the King James Bible, through they know the stories. They believe in the resurrection. They believe that Jesus walked on water. They believe a lot of things about Jesus. But there's something about Jesus that Mormons are attracted to. People leaving the church, they checked out on the church. Some might even call themselves atheists at this point. But there's something about Jesus that they are attracted to. And when they come to Center Point, that's the connection. They want to hear about Jesus. They want to hear about grace. That is definitely happening. The thing that we have noticed is our job is not to convince people that the LDS Church isn't true. People are coming to us out of a Mormon background already having reached that conclusion. They're having a crisis of faith. They're saying, what do you got? And we're telling them Jesus. And that's where it all begins.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to what you said about the attitude of a lot of Latter-day Saints when it comes to realizing that their church isn't true and they're ready to jettison all faith. We see that so many times. If the church isn't true, nothing is. And I think right. as Christians, we need to have a very good, concise response to that. I've often told Latter-day Saints to feel so betrayed by their leadership. I said, okay, so Joseph Smith betrayed you, but did Jesus betray you? Why are you wanting to throw away Jesus along with Joseph Smith?
I think one question that I always ask is, you came to a point where you no longer believe in the foundational stories of Mormonism, the Book of Mormon story, the first vision, all those foundational things. Would you still be a follower of Jesus Christ?
We've been talking with Scott McKinney. Scott McKinney is the pastor of Center Point Church in Orem, Utah. Scott is the author of Keep Showing Up, A Utah Pastor's Journey.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Mormonism 101 for Teens is a valuable resource for anyone wanting a simplified view of the Mormon religion from a Christian perspective. Mormonism 101 for Teens is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City or mrm.org.